Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. This is 1210A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. And by the way, the stories this week are really interesting because of what they mean for you. The best one? Good news for coffee drinkers from a study of sitting and sipping. That's right. Coffee drinkers, and this was a large study, but coffee drinkers who just sat there, as opposed to people who sat there and didn't drink coffee, had about a 25 to 30% reduction in their development of cancer, as well as in all-cause mortality by about 24%. So don't just sit there, drink your coffee. Remember, do it through a filter and no sugar and no creamer, please. It accumulates to all of the good evidence about coffee. It decreases liver fat, meaning it decreases your risk of liver disease and cirrhosis and fatty liver disease. It decreases 9 cancers. We went through that, but specifically esophageal, if you will, intestinal and rectal cancer, colon and rectal cancer. It decreases breast cancer risk and a number of others. So really, and that's just as a baby aspirin with half a glass of warm water before and afterwards, as well as decreases recurrent heart attacks and strokes. The risk, of course, with aspirin and with coffee is that you have too much of it. But coffee is so good at decreasing your risk of those 9 cancers. And by the way, people always say, well, what about fibrocystic disease of the breast? Yeah, it does increase that a little bit, but the cancers of the breast, it decreases by about 30%. If you have 2 cups a day, 4 cups a day, decrease Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease substantially. What does decaf do? About half as much. How about tea? Well, probably the same thing. We just don't have good enough data. So tell your grandma or your aunt to drink coffee, not just tea. How about bariatric surgery? Well, bariatric surgery is done for people who are overweight, especially if they have a complication of overweight, such as diabetes, or especially if they can't take the GLP-1s or don't get a good enough result with them. Well, it does decrease the risk of all cardiac events and death and obesity, as well as sleep apnea in a long-term study. The best story of the day, other than the coffee drinkers, is intermittent fasting. This was done in China in a group of stage 2 diabetics, large groups. And they either went on a 5-2 intermittent fasting diet. What do we mean by that? Eating normally for 5 days a week and 2 days a week, decreasing their calories substantially, as opposed to going on metformin or Jardiance. And what happened? Well, that's right. The 5-2 group both lost more weight and reversed their hemoglobin A1C to a substantially greater degree than the metformin or the Jardiance group. So don't just sit there and drink coffee on those 2 days, get up and move, but in fact, just sitting there and drinking coffee and nothing else seemed to be pretty good as long as you don't have sugar or creamer in the coffee. One of the other studies that doesn't have relevance for most of us in the short term, but will in the long term, is replacing immunoglobulins if you've got a blood cancer. Now you'd say, why do I want to know? I don't have a blood cancer. I'm going to rely, if I did, I'd rely on the doc. Well, all this is showing how fast science is changing treatment. This one was a randomized controlled trial of immunoglobulin replacement in addition to the normal chemotherapy for blood cancers, and they showed that the people who got the immunoglobulin replacement available now had many fewer infections and survived much better. The last story is an important one. Don't be lonely. People who had chronic loneliness had an increased risk of stroke. We know that chronic loneliness, that loneliness is a huge dysfunction, if you will, from a standpoint of as we get older, we lose friends and it's harder to make friends. So you've got to really work at nurturing your friends as you get older. But researchers found there was a strong association between loneliness and the increased risk of both hemorrhagic and ischemic stroke. So of all things, make sure that you manage stress, and managing stress is posse, passion, and purpose. Posse, passion, purpose, and play, I should say. So three P's, posse, purpose, and passion, and play. It's really four P's, but passion and purpose hopefully is one P. You're doing the same things. And those are ameliorated by having friends that you are vulnerable to. Six friends a month is the magic number from the studies early in Whitehall in the 50s and before in Great Britain, the Alameda County studies in the United States in the 70s, and more current studies. So to remind you, we are brought to you by Life First Naturals, and Bovine Colostrum is one of their products, as is Truebiotics, a great probiotic. If you look at the data from the randomized controlled trials that you can find on their website, lifesfirstnaturals.com. And of course, their new product, their newest product used for people who are taking Wegovia or Ozempic or Mounjaro or Tirzepatide or any of the GLP-1s. That is, this seems to decrease the GI symptoms substantially for people not only who are taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, but taking the GLP-1s, and especially when they step up the doses, take it for the 4 to 7 days surrounding a new higher dose, is what the social media blogosphere says is very effective. The company didn't know that, didn't study it for that purpose, but has found a great benefit for it, at least in these blogs. So this has been 1210A, the latest medical news of the week. Develop your friends, and remember, don't just sit there, drink coffee, or as my scientific associate Germani would say, don't just stand there, drink coffee. As I say, thank you for tuning in and remembering that one of the keys is that drinking coffee. I didn't tell you about one other story in addition to the 5-2 intermittent fasting for great for type 2 diabetes. Walking, just walking in a systematic way, doing it every day and building a little bit every day, proved to be one of the best treatments for preventing recurrence of low back pain. So don't just sit there, walk to prevent low back pain, and grab your cup of coffee as you walk, and you'll be in much better shape. Thank you, our listeners, for downloading us. You're the reason we do this. Thank you so much. We'll be back next week with 1211 A and B. The B's are always great guests. By the way, if you haven't listened to 1208 B, it's a very special one on a new genetic approach to preventing both inflammatory bowel disease and Parkinson's disease. 1207 B was on the importance of managing stress and preventing dementia. One of the early ones on Brain HQ, I would guess it was about 1203, was Dr. Harry Monkey, who is the CEO of Brain HQ, who did just a marvelous job in talking about BrainHQ.com's freeze frame and double decision and how important they are at preventing dementia. I'm going to practice my app tonight on Brain HQ, just 18 hours of practice over 10 years. That's only 2 hours a year. Decreased dementia in their randomized controlled trials by more than 40%. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. And this is your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, saying you've got a lot of power over your health. Use it. Thanks again.